been really good on access. It plays a huge strategic regional importance in relation to making sure that students who come from disadvantaged areas get an opportunity to go to third level. Another thing that really impresses us in relation to Letterkenny is that the teacher and training improvements that they have done. So one of the things that they do is they insist now on getting their academic staff to have a qualification in relation to teaching. And so Letterkenny has increased the amount of their academic staff who have that kind of qualification now from 30% up to over half. One of the last things that really we just thought was so impressive about Letterkenny is all of the institutions around the country are struggling financially. You know, that's no secret. And Letterkenny was really struggling in the past few years. But just last year, it managed to balance its books, which was a really impressive feat. And we can see how the government has been impressed by that, I suppose, and the faith now that they have in the institution, because they've decided to put in an extra $3 million into the institution, and that money will go specifically towards the School of Tourism in Killybegs.
And in terms of the shortlisting process, is it student-based response or is it research conducted by yourselves?
We look at a number of different metrics when we're deciding on the ranking of all of the universities and institutes of technologies. Some of those things would involve graduate unemployment rates, progression figures, how much research funding an institution is getting, how many CAO points. So those would be all the kind of the objective statistics that we collect and look at.